Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up? Is it Lady Di?
Yes, it is.
What's up, Lady Di?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, bruh?
Yeah, you left me a message on Twitter, you know, saying to call you.
I left you a message on Twitter saying to call you.
To call you, yes.
Okay. At Drew on the radio said call me?
Yeah. That's what it said. Are you Dave Garrison?
Oh, yeah, I'm Dave Garrison, for sure.
Okay, well, there was a message on Twitter.
There was a message on Twitter?
Right. You know, saying for me to call your radio show. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, thank you. Who are you?
I told you, I'm Lady Di.
Right, but what does that mean to me, bro?
Well, my first name is Diana. And I'm from the Opie and Jimmy show originally.
Opie and Jimmy.
Jim Norton?
You know, Opie. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right, Jim Norton.
Okay.
And, like I said, there was a message, you know, on, you know, my Twitter saying for me to call your radio show. Oh. And you're in Florida, right?
That is correct.
Right. Okay, so that's what I'm doing. I'm calling your radio show.
I don't even understand award shows, bro. Okay, but I'm just so confused as to what you do and why I would say call me, bro.
All right, you know, I don't know if it was you, but someone on Twitter said for me to call your show.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I'm doing.
Hell yeah, you are. So what do you want to talk about, bro?
I'm not a bro. I'm a sis.
Oh, all right. Sorry about that, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. You called me. We're in the middle of talking about stuff, bro.
Well, the Kanye West thing, I didn't see that. You know, unfortunately, I did not see that.
What?
Okay, because I don't watch too much of news anyway, so.
That's good.
You know.
Sure.
So I really did not see that.
All right. What do you think about D's Nuts' chance for president, bro?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I don't know who D's Nuts is. Okay. But, you know, I already know who I'm going to vote for, and it's definitely not going to be Donald Trump. That's for sure.
Who's it going to be, bro?
I'm not going to tell you, bro.
All right, bro.
You know, you're not supposed to say who you're voting for.
Oh, okay.
That's why they have a curtain behind you when you vote.
When you call Jim and Opie, what do you usually talk to them about, bro?
Yeah, what's your stick?
Well, whatever they want to talk about, whatever they want to talk about.
Okay.
You know, but I did not call him up this morning, though. I did not. I called Sam Roberts up this morning.
Oh, Sam Roberts. Sure. Is your deal you're just a radio caller? Like, you call different radio shows and weigh in? Are you a dominatrix? Are you, like, what's your deal, bro?
What's my deal? And stop calling me bro, for Christ's sake. What's wrong with you?
Sorry, bro.
Don't call me bro. See, you did it again.
Oh, I didn't realize
that,
bro.
No, what my deal is, I've known Opie and Anthony, you know, for 15 years. Me and my friend, my best friend Marion, you know, we've known them for a very long time.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, maybe a little over 15 years right now.
SBK Quick Hits right now.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go to it.
Okay. You know, and, you know, we've been on their show quite a few times.
Okay, bro.
And, you know, I've also been on a Sam Roberts show, too.
That's it, bro.
Oh, I'm looking at your picture right now. You certainly are a very attractive young lady, bro.
Which picture are you looking at, bro?
On your Twitter.
The one on Twitter, bro.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that one is me with makeup on and my haircut and everything.
All right.
You know, and my haircut and stuff.
Sure. We like to keep the show moving, bro. I'm not really sure what the purpose of the phone call was, but it sure was nice to hear your voice. Maybe we'll hear from you again sometime, bro.
Okay, listen, you know, somebody from your radio show, I'm not even sure if it was you, but tweeted to me, you know, saying to call your show, and that's what I'm doing. I'm calling your show.
Yes, I noticed that, and we've been going back and forth pointlessly for 4 minutes and 32 seconds, bro, and I'm just trying to figure out what I should do with this, bro.
All right.
I don't even understand callers sometimes, bro.
Okay. All right. Listen, bro. All right. Well, I'll let you go then, okay?
All right. Well, listen, don't be a stranger. If you got something to say, say it for sure. But you know, let's have a purpose and a mission statement, bro.
I sure will try to.
Bro.
Okay.
Bro.
Yes.
Bro.
What?
Bro.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
Bro.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Bro.
Bye.
See ya. Bye. You hang up.
I didn't get it.
I don't understand what that was, bro. Like, do you think somebody told her, hey?
Maybe. Nobody on this show did.
You swear you didn't?
Oh, come on. What? Why would I think that was good content? I was begging you to move on to SBK's Benchmark during that phone call.
For some reason, I Googled that chick, and a picture of Jade showed up in the bottom corner. I don't know why.
That's her.
This is the chick here, but this is Jade. He used to work here with Seth.
Mm. I don't know why I came up there.
No, Jade's in Ireland right now.
How do you know that, bro?
Because I follow her on social media, sissy.
Fine.
What? I like to keep up with her adventures.
Do what you do, bro.
She's a good friend.
Amber, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, I was wondering, are you guys knowing if Caitlyn Jenner hooked up with Candace? Since they're both transgender, wouldn't that make sense? Both men turned into women.
You hear, who's that in the background?
That's us, SBK, yeah.
That sounds good.
That's not me.
Yeah. What's in the background?
Is this where we're supposed to ask who Candace is, and then you say Candace root fit in your mouth?
Mm. No, Caitlyn Jenner and Candace. Do you guys know if they ever hooked up since they're both transgender?
She said, yeah.
That's where we're, like, I just busted out your joke. I said, we're supposed to ask who Candace is, and then you say Candace root fit in your mouth.
Nice.
I mean, that's what you were trying to do, right?
Sure.
Oh, that's the Kayla, sure.
Or is it really a transgender named Candace that we just don't know about?
Probably you guys don't know about it.
Then who's Candace?
Candace is a transgender woman that Caitlyn's been hanging out with.
But Caitlyn likes women.
Yeah. Hello?
But wasn't Candace a man at one point?
What made you want to call and ask us that question?
Well, that's a great question, Seth.
Because I wanted to know if you guys knew if they had actually hooked up, because Caitlyn just bought her a Lamborghini or something.
You know you're listening to 102.5 The Bone, right? Not Hot 101.5. They're just a little click over to the left.
Yep, I know.
But you would think that we would have the inside scoop on Candace?
Yes.
How?
Why not? Everybody else does.
You know way more about it than we do.
Yeah, you're telling us.
Right.
We don't know.
You've already given us more information than we know about it.
Awesome.
Why do you care about it, just out of curiosity?
Oh, because I grew up in the Keys, and I've grown up around it my whole life, and I think it's awesome when two people meet like that.
Meet like M-E-A-T?
Yeah.
All right, gotta laugh. Hey, thank you very much for listening and for the phone call. Have a good night. You ever lose your wedding ring before?
Oh, yeah. It was my engagement ring in a pool drain, and douchebag's gone and chose the ring. We never got it back.
Oh, they lived happily ever after. Thank you very much.
Hello. Are you still listening? Good. It's the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Enjoy.
Yes, it's time once again for another cautionary tale in the ongoing adventures of a young teenage girl named Seth Cush.
Not one, not two, but three very short journal entries from 2004. I don't know why you're being so concise, Seth, but these are the tales of Seth as he continues to try to get over Ashley, the girl who worked at the Wing House, although she was so much more than just a Wing House girl. The girl who participated in a radio station contest, nude with a dude, but she was so much more than that. And the girl who robbed Seth of his virginity. She will never be anything more than that. August 22nd, 2004. I just want her to tell me she hates me or something like that. I wish I could hate her. That's it. You took to your journal to write two sentences.
That's strong.
8:24:04, 2 days later. So you had 2 days to kind of marinate and think about that. The end is near, my lifelong fling. The urge is always there, but luckily a good sense of control and weed are helping. Mostly weed, though. Work is going well, so no time to waste on the one. Don't know what that means. And finally, with a little musical accompaniment from Jimmy Eat World.
Great.
It takes my pain away. These are horrid times. I never thought I would walk. I thought I would never walk away from you. I did. But it's a false sense of accomplishment. I think the new Jimmy Eat World song is awesome. And the lyrics help me deal with my S. That's why I haven't written you in a while. I didn't smoke weed today, for what it's worth. I don't feel like writing. I love her. I can see a high Seth Kush grooving out to this. That's it. Three short journal entries. Curtis, a reaction to Seth's journal entry of the day. What up?
Hey, man. How you doing, Joe?
Very well. Thank you. Yourself?
I just wanted to say, you know, that I really believe that our core emotions are love and fear. And the adolescent writing of Seth, you know, 11 years ago is something that he felt. You know, he felt the pain, he felt the frustration. And I think all of us have those feelings about love lost and the same intensity of love found, you know, as you grow older. And it's the same thing with fear, too. I mean, these are deep core emotions that really hit you. A lot like when they called the school, and the school called you today about your son. I mean, it was like
that was a it's a robocall. But yeah, as soon as you see that that message coming in, you're like, oh my God, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Yeah, you're absolutely
really
right. And I think you nailed what is so compelling about Seth's journal entry is that it takes us all back to a time when we were young, dumb, and full of you know what, and we let fear and love rule our emotions.
Yeah, and I don't sympathize them. I think I sympathize with them. I think everybody has been there before.
Sure.
But it doesn't get any easier. That's what I'm trying to say.
It does, though. I appreciate it, man. We got to move on.
Give that guy some tickets. He gets me. No, fear and love. He understands me.
That's you?
Oh, that's what I'm all about. I just realized it.
Fear and love.
Curtis broke me down at every single human listening.
Yeah. I liked it. He had a good read on you. Fear and love.
Yeah. With a fresh basil salted rim.
Fear and love with a fresh basil salted rim.
Yeah.
That's your life.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.